Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening and hanging out with us. We are live at Twin Peaks. Literally, I'm going to say this to our listeners. Bring us more gifts. We want more. Because our listeners, man, they show up today. First of all, your boy, Drunk Larry, shows up. What did Larry bring us?
And we got two Tommy Bahama Falcon shirts. We got two Afghans. And then some friends brought us some edibles. But anyway, it's been a great weekend. It's just been a really good time. And it's legal in Georgia.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Legal in 50 states. But it's been a great. We got a birthday party down here. We got the best. Carl, you know I can't keep secrets. Why do you? You know why?
Why?
Because you look at me. You go, why did I say it? Because you looked at me.
I'm going to start doing what your dad did. I'm so disappointed in you. Why are you revealing these things?
No,
I just wanted to acknowledge our lovely listeners.
They're awesome people.
And, no, seriously, we show up at places and people are like, hey, here's this, 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 and this. And we go home. It's like, let me pack my trunk.
I know. Today was literally, it was amazing. And we have the best listeners. And hopefully you guys can come out. If you haven't been out here this year, make that a New Year's resolution.
Yes.
To come see Dukes and Bell, either at Twin Peaks, other locations that were around. But today we're at the Buckhead store.
All right. This is a week of truth for the Falcons. And I'm talking about not Sunday because we don't play. But next week, we cannot, and we have not this season, lost three in a row. And if we do, you are going to be really wondering. And we got Falcon fans right now that I'm looking at are going, man, I don't know what to think. I'll tell you what you need to think. You need to think that we're not going to lose three in a row. Some work has to be done heading into this Chargers game. Now, the good news is we get to watch the Chargers on Monday night against the Ravens.
Right.
That's the good news. So you're going to get a sense, if you've not watched them, see what that game's about. Listen, we know about Justin Herbert. If you're a football fan, it's no secret. Harbaugh has completely changed the culture. They're a more physical football team, and they got one of the best defenses in the
That's
league.
That's why I was interested in him coming here. And, look, hindsight is 20/20, but I would say that at the time, everything you're talking about, all his teams, going back to his 49er squad, Carl, they're physical teams. They run the football effectively, and they're taking pressure off Justin Herbert. Let's be honest. He's been like a pinata the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's the problem.
With some bad wide receivers that couldn't stay healthy. Now they draft the right wide receivers, including Ladd McConkey, and they've got a really nice thing going.
Yeah.
And a defense which is lights out with Khalil Mack,
right,
with Bud Dupree, who got a new life with us last year, and, of course, obviously Bosa.
So as we look ahead, and that's what we're doing, right? We said this week we came in, we were all frustrated. The loss of Denver sucked. The way we lost sucked. Didn't feel right. Mike been talking about this bad taste in my mouth, and now I got to ride with this through the weekend until we get back to next week. And we'll be up there at Flowery Branch midweek next week, and we'll talk to Ra about all these things and see where we're at. And if anything changed as far as his approach or practice, because I know that's something you've talked about this week.
Right.
Wednesday, at least for the last few weeks, we can't speak for the entire season, it's been kind of a walkthrough. And Roz said that to us when he comes on. Hey, we had a walkthrough today, kind of getting guys right, you know, making sure we don't stress anybody. And you're saying maybe we should be full practice.
Yeah, and full disclosure, we talked about this last week, and I got to give credit to the man I first saw it from. That's our man, D. Led. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the footnote. But no, but D. Orlando Ledbetter from the AJC brought it up on his social media saying that, you know, I don't know if this – And D wasn't saying it was a definitive thing, Carl. He was just saying, just food for thought, do you think that the fact the Falcons are kind of not hitting? And again, you don't want to be banging people up. I understand the logic behind it, but is that contributing to our poor tackling and some poor blocking at times? So I don't think it's sports talk hype to ask the question.
It's not. And here's the deal. We don't know. Like, seriously, don't know what's contributing to the mistakes that we're making. Because, yes, Denver kicked our butts, okay? But we also helped them. I mean, you when you give a team a hand and kind of lead the way and like, right. Oh, here, let's get some penalties for you. Oh, you know what? I'm going to let you catch the ball and run for 25 yards, and we're not going
to
tackle you.
Let's go three. Let's go three and out to the second half, the last chance we have.
We're helping them. But to your point, I don't know if that is the reason. It could be. But this is kind of where we're at. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. It is Friday, which means our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings has you covered. Of course, it's happy hour now and every Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Nobody's bulletproof in the NFL. We're not trying to turn the Chargers into a team of supermen, but there are some things that are going really well. And you see, that's what makes – and the reason a guy hit me up on the text line just now said, why are you so down on the Falcons? By the time you get to Thanksgiving, and here where we are, you start to see what your team is. And some teams, Carl, coming together.
Yes, they are.
Some teams have, like, for instance, the Eagles, about 6 weeks ago, were lost in the weeds, like the laughing stock. Looked terrible. Fire the coach right now. They righted the ship. You and I were watching that game the day we were doing the show at the hotel, right
down at the Hilton.
Right next to the Mercedes-Benz.
Signia.
And we were watching the Saints and the Eagles game. And that was a huge – they lose that game. Maybe things go differently. But it was a rallying cry. Next thing you know, things start to come together. Saquon Barkley's back being a focal point. All the young Georgia Bulldogs. Jalen Carter is finally kind of breaking out. So they've righted their ship. The Chargers have gotten on a roll.
They have.
You know, we talked about it. You know, the Rams
– I think it's four in a row for the
Rams. The Rams-Eagles game will be big because the Rams, you know, have looked pretty good. But that's my concern. We're going the other way. We've pooped the bed the last two games. The AFC loss doesn't hurt as much, but that loss in New Orleans that you talked about, that kills you.
Brutal.
And Kirk Cousins, guys, we're not scoring touchdowns. And I think the reality is, with all due respect to what we can do or we can't do in this in the bye week, we're limited by our defense. The offense has got to carry us. The offense has got to carry this team. Unless Jesse Bates gets a couple of more picks or turnovers.
Yeah, turnovers are key. But you know, here's the reason why it's the week of truth. Because if you win, people go, wow, that's a quality win against a good team that we expect to go deep in the playoffs. Chargers going to be a hard out. Like, there are teams right now you can look at in the NFL and go, that's going to be a hard out. Whether they're on the road or they're at home, it doesn't matter. Chargers are going to be one of those teams. And so that is why it's the week of truth. And then also, if you lose the game, let's be honest, three in a row, you're already feeling some kind of way, and now coming out of the bye week where you had extra time to prepare, that's going to be a problem. So that's why I think this is the – guys, and I'm not just saying this. This is a big-ass week for the Falcons coming up.
Well, here's the thing. We're not behind closed doors. We try to get into those doors. We're up at Flowery Branch.
Yeah.
And I said this off the air, so I'll put it on the air. We all enjoy our conversations with Raheem Morris. But there's a lot of Dan Quinn in the energy. There's a lot of Dan Quinn in the way he handles adversity. There's a lot of Dan Quinn in the way he answers tough questions. I do hope that he deals with reality. And not wishful thinking and positivity. Sometimes you got to say what it is. You got to say, look, and you and I were joking. It's not like he's going to come in there and shut the door and crack the whip and all that. But you got to understand, Jimmy Lake's got to be better. You got to really address your approach on defense because you're limited.
Yeah. So you want Raw to walk in and go,
I am your father.
It's not going to happen, Mike.
Well, when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But I don't want Rod to sit there and go,
it's not going to happen.
But this isn't the Lego movie. Everything is wonderful.
It's not going to happen.
Everything is perfect.
And let me
you know,
say
it's
this.
Not that's, we're a flawed football team right now.
And that's fine. This is where I will defend his approach. First of all, we're in year one. This isn't year five of Dan Quinn where the complete thing was a crap show. Secondly, Quinn did take us to a Super Bowl. And if you're telling me that's in our future, I'm all for it. Thirdly, he's still trying to figure out what this is going to be with this team and this group of guys. And until he does, Mike, and until we get – I don't think we have yet. And that sounds crazy for some people, but this team is literally constructed in the offseason. Let's go get a quarterback, some guys that were drafted that were here. I'm going to defend him in his positivity of the world is not falling apart for the Falcons yet. It could be if we lose on Sunday because then you're going to feel differently about it.
No, and you're making valid points, and they're all on point. It's just, you know, the fans and you and I see it, and you watch this team, and you say, look, the only way the Falcons can win four of the last six games, we got to go 4 out of 6 now to get to 10 wins.
I believe that too. Well, I believe that too.
And again, look, it's funny because every time I mention the total, there's always some guy on social media, Mike, you just upset because you bet on it. You're damn right I am. I mean, I didn't just sit there in Las Vegas back in February and go, woohoo, let me just burn $1,000. I really thought this team was going to go win 10 games. You know, either way, I'm concerned about the defense because I just don't think there's easy. It's not like you can say, oh, you know what we got to do? I don't think that exists for our defense. I think if you blitz, there's parts of the secondary that get exposed. I think Simmons needs to up his game.
He does.
I think Hughes at times before the injuries, you know, he's good, but he's not great. So we've got to really, really find some way to dial up some pressure.
All right, what do you guys think? 404.
See?
404-726-0929.
I'm not saying he's going to walk in there and go nuclear winter. But, I mean, hearing this week after week after week, you know, it gets a little Dan Quinnish at times. That's my only vibe.
You will not fail me anymore.
I mean, it's not going to happen, dude. All right, we want to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Jason Bonham's Experience. It's a Led Zeppelin evening, guys. December 11th at the Coca-Cola Roxy. Tickets on sale at LiveNation.com. Caller number 5 is going to win these tickets for hanging out with us and being on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Friday. We're coming back. Bryant McFadden stopped by. Steelers last night blew an opportunity. Browns played well. What happened? We talk about the Falcons, and we also ask them about the Daniel Jones situation. If you're just joining us, Daniel Jones released from the Giants today. He asked for it, but he knew once he got benched, Mike, there was no future there.
Right.
So the Giants are like, it's best for the team and best for him. They paid him $40 a year. Remember he got that deal?
They were in no man's land. Do you reset or do you let the guy go? It was Dave Gettleman who signed this guy, drafted him as a 6th overall pick, and you really did force that pick, and he's been a bum.
Listeners, bring us more gifts. We're coming back.
Non-perishables preferred.
To you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Hey, man, let's talk to BMAC. Bryant McFadden, co-host of All Things Covered. Podcast is amazing and also CBS NFL analyst. BMAC, always good to have you on the show. All right, give me your thoughts of last night, man. I thought offensively the struggles were there, but why are they putting Justin in those times where I think they need to leave Russ in? I'm still having a hard time with the timing of some of this, even though I think they're trying to figure out and have some creativity.
Well, my initial thoughts about last night's game is that's why you don't play with your food. That's exactly why in the game of football, when you're the more superior, talented team, you go out and take care of business. Do not play with your food because you will allow a team like the Cleveland Browns to gain confidence and eventually believe they can win the ball game. Cleveland got off to a fast start. Pittsburgh did not. Second half, when Pittsburgh started to get things going, they also had to deal with Mother Nature. Didn't have enough time. They had to fight from behind. That's not a good situation to be in when you're on the road. And you guys saw that firsthand weeks ago when Atlanta went on the road against New Orleans Saints. You do not play with your food. So when it comes to moving forward outside of that, Justin Fields at that time, they were trying to find a way to get something going offensively. So I don't actually have an issue with how they inserted Justin Fields in the game. I have more of an issue. Why wasn't he more involved in red zone? Because you were stagnant in the red zone. When you look at Cleveland Browns last week, they could not stop Taysom Hill in the red zone.
Right.
And the thing about Taysom Hill, he kind of provides the same element that Justin Fields can provide in the red zone. He can become a plus one in the running game, and you can't account for him, and he still can make throws, red zone-like throws. So when they inserted Justin Fields, it actually helped the offense because that led to that scoring drive in the second half. But then you look at other moments where they were stagnant in the red zone, there lies an opportunity to bring a guy like him, like Justin Fields in the game to see if he can give the same-like production that Taysom Hill gave the New Orleans Saints against the Cleveland Browns over a week ago.
Yeah, I had to laugh watching some of that game this morning on NFL Network on the replay in the red zone running in the reverse with Cordarrelle Patterson. It's like, well, that's that's not going to work. By the way, man, Myles Garrett, they didn't trade Myles Garrett because that's a talent. You know, I guess, you know, because they don't go anywhere. We don't get to see them very much. But I was just telling Carl, I know, like, Captain Obvious here, but Myles Garrett is just one of the most unbelievable physical specimens. And then three sacks last night, just a force, throwing bodies around like he's like Thor.
Man, Myles Garrett is one of those dudes where he wasn't really birthed. He was created. You know, most of us are born. We're birthed. He was created. He was put together at some factory, and they were like, we need to create a legit defensive end prospect. That's where he was created. And he put forth one of his best performances in a game where he was going against, it's kind of like his arch nemesis in T.J. Watt, two guys that have been highly respected in the National Football League as elite pass rushers. And he wanted to go out and show that he is a high-level guy, if not the guy, and his play backed his statement. And not to mention, the most important thing, they won. Myles Garrett controlled the game in the first half. And that led to a fast start by the Cleveland Browns. They did a better job, Pittsburgh, against Myles Garrett in the second half. But in the first half, did you forget that he is a guy who is one of one and you should not allow him to have one-on-one opportunities? Look at TJ. He was double-teamed in and out by Cleveland Browns. Pittsburgh should have had that same mindset offensively. This is the guy who's not going to beat us.
Yeah, does it give you reason to pause for the Steelers just from an offensive standpoint? Struggles last week, struggles this week. We talk about the Falcons, similar kind of deal. It's been 2 weeks in a row where you're like, okay, why are we struggling? Why can't we get anything going?
No, it's not giving me a reason to pause. I'm not overly concerned because, you know, to the question about how stagnant the offense was for Pittsburgh, in the second half they played better in bad conditions. You know, that post route that Russell threw to Calvin Austin was a thing of beauty. You know, he was still pushing the football down the football field. Now, the concern that I have for the Pittsburgh Steelers offense is red zone, right? They were 1-3 in the red zone. That's not winning football. You cannot settle for field goals and thinking you're going to beat good teams. Heck, you can't beat bad teams if you're settling for field goals. So that's the thing that I would love to see become more productive, more, you know, consistent. And you guys know about this, when Arthur Smith was in Atlanta last year, he had some red zone issues as well. So now you got to find a way to get creative and capitalize on those touchdown opportunities.
It is our man, Brian McFadden. Catch his podcast, by the way, with Patrick Peterson, All Things Covered. He joins us here on the waitfor.com hotline as we're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. A couple of games this weekend, a bunch of teams on a bye, including us, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Jacksonville Jets are out as well. But we do have some games involving the Chargers. Now, we're going to see the Chargers here coming up out of the bye. Talk about that defense, Brian, because Jim Harbaugh, I know I mentioned his name. A lot of guys are literally going, no, screaming at me like I'm a nitwit. Well, I get that a lot. But Harbaugh and what he's done with the Chargers is pretty darn impressive.
No question. Coach Harbaugh was born to coach football. That's it. He has the personality that players gravitate to. They trust him. They believe that he is going to put them in positions to be successful. And he has turned around an organization in a way in which we thought it would take time. Now, when you talk about his defense, that's a very, very stout, feisty defense. And they don't really blow you away with their numbers, but when you look at the final box score, they dominated. And we're going to get a real good test for the Chargers this week. Heck, we just got a test from them last week because I felt like that was a statement game against Cincinnati. Yes, Cincinnati was a few games below 500, but that's an offense. If you're not careful, they can win a ball game for you. And the thing that I love about the Chargers, we've been talking about their defense, but now Justin Herbert is now phoning around the yard. Early in the year, September, it was about running the football, playing good defense. Now Justin Herbert is implementing a passing game in a high clip for their team, which has provided a sense of balance. And old Ladd McConkey, you know, the former Bulldog, he's really become the wide receiver one for them as well. And it's nice to see the relationship that he's established with his quarterback and Justin Herbert. So you talked about the Chargers, who's up next for Atlanta. This is another game when you talk about what Atlanta has faced off against. Teams that are really playing with a lot of confidence, teams that have really good defense, because you look at the defense that Atlanta saw the last outing against the Denver Broncos, the Chargers will present some of the same challenges that the Broncos defense presented to Kirk Cousins. So this is a very, very difficult stretch for Atlanta because you have a nice lead in your division, but Tampa is starting to get healthy, and Tampa has an easy stretch the rest of the way if you look at the rest of their schedule.
B-Mac, there's something new that's going on in the NFL, at least over the last few years, and we haven't seen it. Teams have always taken the cap hit, eaten the dead money, but they usually waited. You go back, Derek Carr, benched, injury guarantee, we're not going to risk it. Russell Wilson, benched, injury guarantee, we're not going to risk it. And we saw the Giants do it. And then today, the Giants, to Daniel Jones' request, released him. This is the new NFL, isn't it? When these quarterbacks and these contracts are so big and they're not working out, this gives a team an opportunity to get out of it without having to pay this additional money.
Yes, but also, too, Carl and Mike, it puts more of an emphasis on the individuals that are okay in these contracts. The thing about the Giants situation, I believe Brian Daboll is a really, really good coach. Unfortunately, he doesn't have the troops that he needs to go to war with. But who made that possible? Joe Shane. Remember in Hard Knocks, the offseason version with the New York Giants, Joe Shane stood on a table and vouched for Daniel Jones, stood on the table and said, we're going to add pieces. We're going to let Saquon walk and let him go out and find his market. But I believe it's best that we build pieces around Daniel Jones so we can get the best Daniel Jones and be the best team that we can be. And guess what? The owner was like, I'm going to have a hard time sleeping if Saquon happens to go to Philly. Well, that actually happened. He hasn't slept since.
Right.
Clearly, he got bags underneath his eyes because he hasn't slept since that happened. And Saquon is once again balling. Philadelphia looks like a really, really good team with Saquon. And you just released a quarterback who you gave over $60 million to 2.5 years ago. And you're still losing ball games. So that's the thing. It's like, I got a question, guys. I'm not a GM. You two are not a GM either. But when Daniel Jones came out of Duke, I said he wasn't even the best quarterback in the ACC.
Yep.
So why would you take him top 10 and try to make him something that he's never been? That doesn't make any sense. So for the Giants, they're resetting their clock all over again. Think about that. Right. You know what I mean? So it's going to be some dog years for the Giants, and hopefully they can rectify the issue sooner than later. But this has been an ultimate debacle, and unfortunately for Joe Shane, because of that Hard Knocks offseason, we actually saw who made the decisions and how it all panned out.
Yep. I was just saying yesterday, Brian, I mean, he should probably get the gate just like the Jets GM. I'd fire him yesterday. By the way, to Carl's point, Giants take on $47.1 million in dead money this year, $22.2 next year. So by releasing him, the Giants free up $19.4 in cap space next year. So they can try to do something.
And get this, Carl and Mike. You gave $5 million to Drew Locke, who you demoted to be
your
strength quarterback. Exactly. That $5 million could have went to maybe Saquon. You could have found a way to negotiate that $5 million that you give a Drew Locke who's not playing, and you should have told Daniel Jones, man, this is what we need to do is kind of find a way to move your contract around to be able to keep a guy like Saquon, because if Daniel Jones was smart, he would have said, I'm a better quarterback if I have Saquon. You know who's a better quarterback with Saquon? Jalen Hurts. Look how that working out.
Right. Hey, by the way, keep it in New York. Would you release Aaron Rodgers if you're the Jets at the end of the year?
No question. I think that would be the best thing, but I don't think the owner would okay that. I think when you look at what Aaron Rodgers has done since being there, and I'm not saying he personally had Robert Saleh fired. I'm not saying that. But look at all the moves that happened because he really wanted them to happen. Remember they brought in Randall Cobb the first year. Randall Cobb was towards the end of his career. Didn't have anything left. They brought him in. They gave Alan Lazardo with $30 million. Because why? Aaron Rodgers wanted him in, right? Davante Adams, he brought him in finally. Why? Because Aaron Rodgers wanted him in. So when you look at everything that they obliged to with Aaron Rodgers, if he wants to play, I think they would keep him on the roster, which probably wouldn't be a good thing because the dead money and cap that goes to him, you can't bring in any other guys. And if he isn't good in 2024, why would you think he would be a better quarterback in 2025?
Yeah, he's not. I agree. This is not going to get better. And despite the fact that he's gotten everything that he's wanted there with the Jets. B-Mac, man, great job as always. We got to run. Enjoy the games this weekend. And we'll look forward to our visit next week.
All right, thank you for having me.
Great stuff from Brian McFadden. By the way, coming up, we got a special high school scoreboard show coming up because, Mike, it's playoff time, and obviously, you know, Coach and Sam are going to have all of that coming up at
it's
6.
It's kind of weird because the weeks, because of the Hurricane Helene and some games in the south part of Georgia were postponed, so everything syncs up. But the guys have got the big games, and they'll give you the preview and let you know what's going down.
Yeah, that's coming up at 6. We're also going to tell you what you can catch on the radio station this weekend. Lots of great stuff. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell. Earlier in our pick segment about the 49ers, Brock Purdy, who left practice early yesterday, didn't practice today, and I said, something's up. And I told you I had that line at 3. It moved to 3.5.
Your spidey sense that he's done.
He is. Brock Purdy officially out. Brandon Allen.
Who?
Brandon Allen is going to start for the 49ers against the Packers on Sunday.
Go Pack go.
Yeah. Well, we hope so. That was one of my picks.
The big story this weekend is, again, if I go 1-2, I'm done. If I go 2-1, I'm still alive. I've been terrible, and I apologize because, granted, some of these picks have been made under duress or tequila. But Chris and I and Oren are going toe-to-toe with the Ole Miss Florida game.
You guys
George,
are.
You were joking around with me about Georgia. You're trying to goad me. I would never take Kirby in a spread more than 35 points, but they'll play UMass this week. But I think that Georgia probably rested the starters. And, God, UMass is an awful football team, Carl. They still may cover anyway.
No, I know. They may cover just because. Not that they're trying to.
No, right. Through the ineptitude of the Minutemen.
Yeah. So it's one of those situations. We're going to see Go Dogs, obviously. We'll see what the Hawks do tonight. We got coverage here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after Sam and Coach. And I want to bring Sam in because they're coming up here at 6 o'clock. And, Sam, let's talk about where we are in the high school football season and what you guys are looking at tonight.
Well, of course, a lot of people are looking at a game with Carrollton and who they're playing Valdosta tonight, obviously because the big story with high school football this week has been Julian Lewis and his decision to go to Colorado, even with Georgia supposedly in the mix. So we see what happens tonight against Valdosta. They have a Georgia commit, and their quarterback, a guy named Todd Robinson, who is committed to Georgia. Don't think he's going to have to play quarterback. He's going to play somewhere on the field over in Athens, but they're going to be going toe-to-toe tonight.
And by the way, while we got you here, Sam, because you're so in touch with everything in high school football, why doesn't, you know, Kirby, the depth chart to me means nothing because guys leave and some guy could come in and take over the room. Should Georgia been more aggressive with Juju?
Well, you know, that's the thing. You would say that, but the talent is already there. This is such a talented quarterback room. You have some guys who tried that quarterback room. You have a guy playing with the Pittsburgh Steelers who tried that quarterback room. You have a guy playing up in Kentucky to try that quarterback room, right? It's a difficult room to navigate. And maybe Julian said, you know what? I'm going to go out here with Coach Prime. I know it's going to be my gig. I'm going to walk in. I'm going to have my own podcast or my own reality TV show, whatever he's going to have when he gets out there, right?
Right.
But
so is Rashada going to play next year, though? Are we going to see Rashada out there next year?
That's the whole thing. I think that's the other thing that's driving this. It's the other thing that's driving this, you know? And so he's going away. He's going to go out to Colorado to play. Will we see Rashada? I want to see Rashada at some point. You know, I think everybody wants to see what all the hype has been about that went through Florida, went out through Arizona State, and ended up over in Athens just kind of hanging out this year. Wanted to finally see the guy play. But that's part of our story tonight. Another big game coming up. We got Lowndes playing against Buford. So you got South Georgia against North Georgia. And folks from South Georgia, you know what I mean? So those are some big games that are coming up tonight.
The Coach University of Buford.
How about that, right? You know, with that nice palatial palace that they're building up there for the footballs. It's amazing.
Yeah, they are. I drove by that thing in the summer, and I had to do a double take. I was like, what junior college is up here?
Well, you're from Texas, man. You're used to seeing high school stadiums like this. Come on.
I know, and that's what made me do the double take. I was like, this is very reminiscent of seeing stadiums
around Texas. You're right. So here's the deal, though. That the facilities are unbelievable. We know that. We're looking forward to seeing how everything shakes out. Sam and Coach are going to have you guys covered, man, leading you through the evening all the way up until the Hawks basketball comes on and keeping you in tune to what's going on with the playoffs and leading up to all that. Sam, man, enjoy the night and enjoy the games, my friend.
We'll do it. We'll do it.
All right, stay tuned, everybody. We got to get out of here and clear our throat. Hey, thanks to our guest, B-Mac Bryant, to McFadden stop by. And by the matter of fact, all of our guests throughout the course of the week, if you missed any of the interviews, guys, Brad Guzan, Garth Lagaway, leading into Atlanta United's match on Sunday, all that stuff's online at Odyssey.com. Had a great conversation with Barbara Dooley as well. She said she's about to call the commission, the committee. I can't wait to hear back from her next week and see if she actually did that. But all that stuff's online at Odyssey.com. Hey, thanks to Jersey Mike, our on-site engineer, Turtle, executive producing, Big O back at the studio. Thanks to our listeners who came out here. Tinker's always good to see you out here hanging out. And our wonderful listeners who brought us stuff, Mike.
Yes, the best listeners in the world.
Hey, man, we're back at you on Monday. We are live at the Brown Grass Golf Tournament. It is our official 92.9 The Game Golf Tournament. We'll be out there. All the shows will be live from out there. And if you didn't sign up, too late. Don't think that you can. But you can listen. And
Silent Auction, still a way to contribute to help the veterans and vets with pets and all that?
Yeah, I just don't want a bunch of people showing up being like, they told me there was golf out here. No. But we'll be all out there, all the shows, so we're looking forward to that, man. And we're back at you on Monday at 2 o'clock, so make sure you are here. All right, man, let's get out of here. Be safe. Enjoy your trip.
Thanks, man.
Mike Bell, clear your throat.
All right, man. Hoosiers, step up to the plate. You know, I love that line. It was Bill Bender who joined us earlier in the week, and he said there's the brand bias and there's the brand new bias, which I thought was a great way to put it. Indiana, you've played no one. You brought 9 guys from James Madison. Can 9 guys from James Madison be the difference against Ohio State in Columbus at the Horseshoe?
Mm.
We're going to find out. I think you're a joke. I think you're a fraud. I hope you get exposed because there's better teams that are behind you that deserve to be ahead of you.
It is nice to have options in life. You know who's got a lot of them right now? Prime time. Prime time.
Yeah.
He just brought in Juju. He's got a quarterback for next season with Shedeur Sanders being the first quarterback taken off the board. I said it. And he's got NFL teams now clamoring for his services. It's nice again to be Deion Sanders once again. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're a Hoosier fan, you phonies.